Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my little prime ribs?
Ooh,
what's going on, baked potato?
Oh, here we are. I do have a full rack, don't I?
And a baked potato.
Oh, right there in my front pocket.
Full meal.
Good day yesterday. I had an electrician over, and he was there for about 12 hours, and I now have electricity and lighting in my basement.
Yay!
You can see.
It's really, really nice. It's really nice to go downstairs now and flip on some lights. I was talking to him last night. First thing I said, well, don't get electrocuted while you're doing it. I was like, then I turned around. I said, is that bad luck to say that to an electrician? And he's like, well. It's like, I kind of, you know, as it was coming out of my mouth, I feel like I probably shouldn't have said, hey, don't get electrocuted.
Yeah.
He's like, it's fine. He's like, I've been bitten a few times. And then he proceeded to tell me about how many times he has been electrocuted. But I, you know, towards the end of the night, when everything was all wired and ready to rock, and he was getting ready to energize it, I was talking to him. I was like, this has to be, like, the best feeling for you. When you do a job all day, and then you get ready to turn the power on and see all of your hard work. And he's like, that's one of the best things about this job, he said, is the reward at the end. You're tired. It's been a long day. He's like, but there's something about when you have electricity. One, you just have electricity.
Well, yeah.
And two, and then flipping it all on, and it's like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, it's so rewarding.
To think you did it. Like, I remember in fifth grade when we had to create electricity between those two things, and when it worked, I was so excited
with myself.
Or
whatever, the light bulb came on.
I did
bulb, right?
it! Yeah.
You
I'm
on
Einstein.
The potato,
Look
I think.
At me.
The 9-volt battery or whatever?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right, buddy. He's like, it's really rewarding. He's like, if I'm at some fancy schmancy millionaire's mansion, he's like, and I just hung like a $6,000 chandelier that I've been working on all day, and you're like, it's just precarious and you don't want to break it, and
just
then
falls
you click
out the
it
ceiling.
On he's like, and you see a $6,000 light fixture come to life. He's like, that's
pretty cool.
That's really the neat part.
Yeah.
So anyway, he wrapped that up last night. He showed up when it was, you know, just starting to get light, and he left when it was dark. So he worked his butt off last night. And I had to do something with him that I have not done in a very long time. I had to go dig through my drawers and find the checkbook.
Oh!
I was like, how do you want to be paid? He's like, honestly, he's like, checks generally the best for me. I was like, a what?
What?
So I went and had to write the guy a check.
I cannot remember the last time I wrote a check. Like, I couldn't even tell you.
Same. Like, it took me a minute to remember how to spell out. Like, the amount. I'm like, am I spelling this right?
100 and 57 over 100,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
Like, the no over 100, you know, and then draw the line and everything. And then it's funny because my mom came by and dropped off some rotisserie chickens because she had been at Costco.
Of course.
As one does, as one mother does.
She's got to give my kids some chickens.
I got rotisserie chickens. I'm coming by. I was like, good, thank you. No, anyway, I called her earlier. I was like, can you grab us a quick dinner because they were working. And I was like, how do you want me to pay you? She's like, oh, you can just write me a check. What? Twice in one night? Twice? What is happening right now? So I wrote my mom a check for, I think it was like $32 or whatever.
I was like, that's not going to be a huge check.
It's not.
Huh.
But she doesn't do
Venmo?
Any online banking or anything
she doesn't
like
have Venmo?
That.
I was
no,
going to say.
On.
PayPal,
my
Cash App.
My mom's got 9,000 photos on her phone. I mean, 90,000 photos on her phone. She doesn't know. She doesn't do any of that. She doesn't get email on her phone, nothing like that. So, and then Nicole was talking to me this morning. She's like, it took us 2 years to go through one book of checks.
Yeah.
Because I used the last one of my mom last night. She's like, 2 years for one book. I was like, yeah, we just, it's eye-opening that you just don't write checks anymore.
No, you don't.
And it's great because they suck.
Yeah, I never liked writing checks, so I'm glad that that's one thing that's kind of going away
it's
for
gone,
us.
It's
so, yeah.
Yeah. And every now and then you'll run into somebody at a store, a little old lady up in front of you. Pulls out the checkbook and starts writing.
And then they have
like,
to balance
like,
it right there.
Come on.
Do stores still accept
come
that?
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Hey, I like your sweater. Is that new?
It is new. I
it's fancy.
It yesterday. It is.
I just looked over and noticed that, actually.
I went,
is that a
you
shawl?
You don't sound happy about it.
Yeah. Well, I did some retail therapy yesterday just because I like to
good
do
for
that.
You.
If I just to raise my spirits and whatever. So I was doing some things for me yesterday. But yeah, I bought this sweater and then I woke up today kind of, I don't know if this happens to you guys. guys. Like, but when it does to me, it's just really hard for me to stuff it back down in there. But I woke up today and I just did not feel pretty. Like, I know.
Is it just not a pretty day?
I don't feel pretty.
Do you want us to
pretty.
Tell you you're pretty,
and then
Katie?
I kind of, but that's the thing. Like, my hair's not laying right.
It looks
this
fine.
Sweater, I put it on and then I was leaving the house and I put my purse over it and it snagged the sweater.
Oh,
so
no.
Like the thread pulled out and I immediately looked down at it
what
and
a day,
I was like,
huh?
And then I'm going out to the car and a little bit of coffee spilled on the white sweater.
Oh,
and I was
man.
Like, why
wow,
is what is happening? So,
what
yeah,
a day
so it's
for
already
you.
Just been kind of, but thank you for the nice compliment. On
it
my
looks
sweater.
Nice. I was like, I don't recognize that.
Yeah.
It's
a
really
new one.
Good looking.
And I like it when you first get it.
You look
it's
a little frumpy in it,
soft.
But it looks like a good material.
No.
You can't
see,
say that. Buddy.
I know.
What?
Don't kick me
you're
when
my
I'm
little
down.
Frumpy dumpling.
I told you I don't feel pretty.
Are you bloated?
A little.
Yeah. I can see it in your cheeks.
Oh my
God, Jeremy! This
you didn't
is
get a lot of sleep
time.
Last night either, did you?
This is not the time. Okay.
I got a question for you. I'm gonna bite. I'm gonna finally bite because you've been sighing all morning. Why did you need retail therapy?
Oh, I'm just like, I'm just kind of like.
Are you gonna cry?
No.
Okay.
I know. I'm
I
like,
already
dude,
cried.
I'm tiptoeing.
I already.
Here.
No, I'm just kind of unpacking these. Everything that's happened okay. This last weekend and stuff. And
you don't need to talk about it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to,
it's fine.
But if you do, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. If you do. No, everybody knows what I did this weekend, so it's just kind of...
You're just kind of coming down from
yeah,
going to... Well, from that, everybody knows. She went to Chicago to see a guy. It kind
yeah.
Of is ho-hum-ish.
Well, and it really was for me to get some clarity about this guy, and I think the clarity I got was not the clarity I
you wanted.
Wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was the clarity I needed, though, and sometimes what we need is not what
yeah.
We want at all. And so
you
just
went
kind of
right to TJ Maxx.
Unpacking all that. Did.
Can you explain why you like the Mac so much?
I love it there because their dressing rooms are so big and I can make all my fun little videos about trying on clothes.
I've never heard someone exclaim why they like a store for the
yeah,
dressing rooms
I
ever.
Love it there. And also, they just have a lot of really good selections. So,
they
like,
do.
I can roll into TJ Maxx and grab like 10 outfits and go into the dressing room and then twirl around in them.
Like,
and
you're a princess.
Yes.
A little
and
bloated princess.
That to me, it's like I have just filled a whole hour of my day. That's going to take me about an hour to pick out the outfits, try them on, twirl in the dressing room, and put them back. It's about an hour. And I feel good about myself after that. And yeah. Sometimes I'll buy one or two.
Like
of
right
them,
here.
You know, exactly.
That snaggy
I'll
sweater.
Snag
them
on my purse.
Whole snaggled over here.
It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine.
Where did it snag? I can't even see.
It's, well, I took it off already. Like,
oh,
I,
see, then don't worry
well,
about
no,
it.
Well, no, it's going to unravel in the wash now. Like, that's just
can
how
you do
it
that
works.
Thing where you put, like, a lighter to it and it kind of melts the
maybe.
Spot?
Maybe. I might do that. That's
whole
probably
thing
a good
on
idea.
Fire.
But I don't know if you can see it already. It's one of those sweaters I'm realizing that
you are shedding.
There, it sheds.
Well,
like,
TJ
there's so much stuff coming.
Yeah, you told us
you
the
didn't
price.
Go to the Gap.
I mean,
you didn't go to Lululemon.
Yeah, no.
That's
but
not
yes.
A Nordy sweater.
Yes. Yeah.
Looks good though. Looks
thank
good.
Thank you. Right. Thanks.
Love
Josh.
It. I hope you feel better today.
Thank you.